Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned into We Talk Radio Network.
We're back tonight over here on We Talk Radio Network. We so excited and delighted to be back on another Sunday night.
Yes.
Well, man, we're back in the E-Man studios on the night. Last Sunday night, it was National Chocolate Chip Day.
It was.
And the reason why I'm saying that, because my chocolate chip is in the building with me on tonight. Hello, man.
Hello. Good evening, everyone.
Yes, we so appreciative to all of you guys that's coming in on the network tonight. We want to thank all you guys that's coming in on the phone lines tonight. Thank you for joining the E-Man After Show.
Yes.
This is where we talk.
We listen.
And we take action. Yes, this is your number one. You guys are making us your number one listening radio station.
That's right.
Your network. We so appreciative to all of you guys. Listen, we got a YouTube channel that we're pushing over here.
Mm-hmm.
If you guys want to go to our YouTube channel, you can go to We Talk Radio Network. You can like, you can share, you can make a comment. But, man, if they want to subscribe, how do they subscribe for the network?
So, guys, in order to subscribe, you can just click the subscribe button. Also, you want to click the notification bell because that will keep you notified when we update content on YouTube. So, guys, you want to stay in the loop. Also, you can go to our store and you can purchase items from We Talk Radio.
For sure that. And, yeah, you got to do that. We're on all social media over here on We Talk Radio. Yes, and we want to thank all of you guys that go to these different sites to listen to this particular network.
Mm-hmm.
And we got quite a few of them that we're on. Man, give us a little little sites that we're on.
Right. We'll give a few to you, man. Yeah, we're on Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Overcast FM, Pocket Cast, Castro, CastBox, Buzzsprout, Podbean, iHeartRadio, YouTube, TuneIn, Blog Talk Radio, Spotify, Amazon Music, Player FM, Listen Notes, Podcast Addict, and Deezer.
Yes, you can find We Talk Radio Network on all of those particular sites. Well, guys, we are watching Mavericks game tonight. Mm-hmm. The Mavericks, you know, we broadcast this show down in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex.
Right.
And our Dallas Mavericks in the playoffs tonight, and they're playing the Golden State Warriors.
Right.
And so, guys, we want you guys to... a lot of you probably in front of the tube watching the game.
Mm-hmm.
But we want to thank all you guys that's coming in on the phone lines tonight on the network. It is the E-Man After Show.
It is.
But, man, let's do a recap from last Sunday night.
All right.
Man, last Sunday night, we had the good doctor on last Sunday night.
Yes.
We had Dr. Tamra Thomas.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because all month long, we're dealing with mental health over here on the E-Man After Show. Because we're in that season where... you know, it's a conversation.
That's right.
And we had the good doctor on last week, and she shared with us and when the body speaks, and she shared with us because she is a Christian counselor, mm-hmm. because she's a ordained minister, because mm-hmm. she, you know, have those credentials, Mandy. And she was giving us some tips to understand if it's demonic
mm-hmm.
or is it natural.
That's right.
And so we want to appreciate Dr. Tamra Thomas. Did an awesome job.
She did.
Yes, the ratings was high. I want to thank all of you guys that had came, called in and, you know, asked your question and gave us comments after that.
Yes, thank you so much. We received a lot of great feedback in regards to the show on last week. And, Eman, one of the most high-rated comments was that the show was very beneficial, you know, and it's really needed at a time like this.
Yes, because if you remember, she talked about this is the season that we're in because, mm-hmm. you know, we should be really dealing with it all year long.
Mm-hmm.
But because they designated this month, it's so talked about this month. Everybody's talking about mental health.
Right.
Because, you know, we as a culture and as a people, you know, I'm not saying we late, but, you know, a lot of us just don't talk about it. Because
mm-hmm.
when she came on, she referred to it's the stigma of being crazy.
Mm.
And a lot of people don't want to really even identify if they're crazy or not.
Right.
And we're not calling you cray-cray. But we do need to identify with some of the signs that we don't really realize what's mental.
Right.
You know, what causes our body to speak, what kind of stress that we're setting up under.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what we're talking about all month. We were supposed to have a doctor on tonight. Let me go ahead and do this disclaimer. But she did have a family emergency, and she rescheduled for next Sunday night. And so, guys, we'll have Dr. Ruth. She'll be on next Sunday night.
Yay.
She'll be joining us to be able to give us some more tips about mental illness. We're going to bring her on. She had to reschedule. So tonight, Mandy, we're doing it a little bit different tonight. Yes, of course, we're sitting around the domino table.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm going to put a big six question out there tonight.
Right.
And so those of you that's coming around the phone lines tonight, those of you that's on the network, we're going to put a big six question because this is where we men and come around the domino table.
Mm-hmm.
We put a big six question out there, and guess what?
What?
We discuss it.
Yes, you do.
And so tonight we're, you know, the Mavericks is playing tonight, so I should have a correspondent calling in from the Mavericks game to give us updates on the game tonight.
Yeah.
And I know she's running around busy down there at the Airline Center, so she's going to try to call it tonight and give us some updates on the game.
Mm-hmm.
But we're talking mental illness tonight.
And
we got a big six question that we're putting out there because our doctor will be with us on next Sunday night.
Yes.
Yeah, she had a family emergency this week, and she got with me and said, I can't make it this week, but can you reschedule me for next week? So we want you to come back, and we'll talk to the good doctor next Sunday night.
Right.
But this Sunday night, we're putting a big six question out there tonight. Here's big six. I'm putting that out there tonight.
Mm-hmm.
And my big six question to you guys tonight, do you deal with mental illness or do you know someone who deals with a mental illness?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yes. And so that question again is, do you deal with mental illness or do you know someone who deals with a mental illness?
Yeah. So guys, give us a call tonight. Let us know what, you know, do you deal with a mental illness or do you know someone? Do you have a close relative, you know, someone in your family that may have some type of mental disorder? You know, maybe you can enlighten us and let us know what have they done to seek, you know, therapy, or what are they doing to alleviate what it is that they're experiencing. Give us a call at 563-999-3456.
Yeah, because a lot of people don't recognize the disorder, and I think Dr. Tamper did an awesome job last week
mm-hmm.
explaining to us. A lot of us don't understand that anxiety is a mental disorder.
Right. And yes, and there are so many levels of anxiety, you
mm-hmm.
know. You have anxiety, and then you have extreme levels of anxiety,
right?
Which is caused for medication, you know, and you have anxiety where you can be given tools to use to alleviate anxiety disorder, if it's anxiety combined with stress.
Right. And then depression, there's another disorder.
Right.
And a lot of people, a lot of times, don't know they're depressed.
A lot of people do not know they're depressed. And you know what, Iman, what I'm finding out, people that have dealt with depression,
mm-hmm.
where they kind of like to be kind of become accustomed to it.
Mm-hmm. Because they numb themselves to it.
Mm-hmm.
For sure. And then, you know, another disorder is bipolar disorder.
Yes, it is. And a lot of people have been diagnosed with bipolar disorders.
Mm-hmm. And,
yeah.
Yes.
And that's the up and down. You know, one of the symptoms of bipolar disorder is up and down moods. One minute you're up, the next minute you're down, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And this can happen from days to minutes. It just depends on the person, how severe the bipolar disorder is.
Right. And then, you know, another disorder is personality disorder.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
It is. It's another disorder.
And then eating disorder.
Yes. And now with the eating disorder, E-Man, is, you know, we look back at women that have had eating disorders. A lot of them, it's definitely mental because these women had lost so much weight almost until the point of death, and they still saw themselves as fat.
Mm-hmm.
And so they begin to, you know, purge and begin to, you know, stick their fingers down their throat and things of that nature, you know, to the
right.
point where the body could no longer hold food. But it didn't matter how little they had become. In their eyes, they were fat.
Right, right. Okay, so that's what we're talking about on tonight. We're dealing with mental illness. We see the phone lines are lighting up. We see you guys coming in on the network. We want to appreciate all of you guys. You're listening to your number one station over here on We Talk Radio Network. Man, you guys are, man, we love you guys that listen to this station because we have something for you every day of the week.
That's right.
And we want to appreciate all you guys. And so tonight we was going to have another doctor on tonight, but she had a family emergency this week, and we're praying for her, and she should be back this coming up Sunday night. She rescheduled for this coming up Sunday night. So this is what we're dealing with. We're talking about our Big Six question. Man, are you getting into the conversation tonight?
Yeah.
I put Big Six out there. You coming in on a domino?
Yes, I am.
I already know what domino.
What's the domino?
You coming in 6-blank, right?
6-3. And you tell your caller to stop calling in, telling me to stop taking the domino 6-3.
That puts you in the conversation because our Big Six question tonight is: Do you deal with a mental illness, or do you know someone
who deals with
a mental illness?
Yes.
You know, because you know, and I'm quite sure. It's kind of like what Dr. Tamara was saying last Sunday night. You know, most people ain't going to identify because anybody want, you know, and this is why we want to enlighten you. This is why we want to give you a lot of great information.
Right.
Because you may not realize it's a disorder.
Yes.
Because like she was saying last week, we have been trained, especially in church, to not name it that. You know, we'll say it's demonic before we say it's mental. And it's really not mental. It's really not demonic. It's mental. Just like she was describing last week, if your arm needs sewing back on, you ain't come to her because she's a chiropractor.
Right.
You would go to a surgeon and get your arm sewed on.
Yes.
Why? Because them are two different symptoms.
Yes.
And she did such a great job explaining the symptoms of what's spiritually and what a demon is, and what's natural,
right?
You know, and so you guys really love that show, and the doctor that's coming on next Sunday night. Oh, she's awesome. She a bad motor scooter, and you can really, you know, these doctors, they are from psychologisttoday.com. You know, those of you that's looking for a psychologist, those of you that need someone to take therapy, you know, write this down. Go to psychologist. That's one word. Todays.com. If you go to psychologisttoday.com, you know, maybe your children need some therapy. You know, maybe someone you know really needs some therapy. You can go there. They got so many doctors and so many counselors, biblical counselors, just all type of counselors that you can go to.
Right.
My doctor's in this network, Dr. Brenda Walls.
Okay.
You know, psychologist Dr. Brenda Walls. You'll find her. It's all type of psychologists and a lot of them are spiritual counselors. They got a brother over there named Dr. Scott Davis. He a bad dude.
All right, now.
And so those of you that's out there on the network and you need to talk to someone and you don't know where you can go, go to psychologisttodays.com.
Yes.
And you can find these different doctors that, you know, you can really talk to.
Right.
But tonight, Dr. Tamara, we're gonna run this clip from Dr. Tamara Thomas. She's gonna help us with vitamins and different things that we can take for our body, because a lot of people don't know you can get so dehydrated.
So true.
You
Very
know,
true.
and we did this segment last year for the men, but I think it's fitting to do this segment again, so you can understand how to deal with your body and what you need, the minerals and all of that stuff that keeps you stressed out. That's mental, and you don't have enough, you know, vitamins, and you don't have enough that's helping you get past your mental state.
Yes.
And so, guys, we got to take a break. When we come back out of this break, we'll jump into our conversation. It is the E-Man After Show over here on We Talk Radio Network. We'll be back right after this.
You're listening to The Sound.
Today I want to talk about something that is very important for us, naturally speaking. A lot of times we talk about the mental health, our mental health, and our mindsets and our thoughts and things that we can use to keep us encouraged and keep us during this pandemic time, to keep our minds focused and keep us going. But today I want to talk to you about something that's very, very essential. And that is going to be vitamins and minerals. a lot of times we don't get that education of what's important and what we need. We know about vitamin C. We all need vitamin C. We all need D3. But what about all the other vitamins and the minerals that we need for our body? So I'm just going to quickly go through them because this is only a Wellness Wednesday nugget. But let's just dive right into it. First of all, vitamin A. We'll go A to Z. Vitamin A. Vitamin A is good for healthy eyes, general growth and development, including healthy teeth and your skin. So we definitely need vitamin A. We have to take care of our mental, but we got to take care of our physical as best that we can. Good natural sources of vitamin A will be your carrots and other orange-type foods like sweet potatoes and cantaloupes, melons. Those are good sources of vitamin A that have that orange hue in them for our carotene pigment. Let's go to vitamin B. There are different types of vitamin B, but overall, get you a multi-B vitamin. It's going to be good for energy production. If you're low on energy, your immune function, we all need to fight off all of these various diseases and viruses that are going forth, and iron absorption. If you've been tired and sluggish and you're close to being anemic or you're anemia, have anemia, take vitamin B because it will help with the absorption of iron. Good sources, naturally speaking, if you don't want to take a pill, is to get those nutrients that are found in whole unprocessed foods like whole grains, potatoes, bananas, lentils, chili peppers, beans, yeast, even molasses. But make sure you get your vitamin B in. Vitamin C, of course, we all know about the good old vitamin C. It's going to strengthen your blood vessels and give your skin its elasticity, antioxidant function, and also iron absorption. So vitamin C is very, very important to our health. Of course, we all know that you can get your vitamin C through oranges, but oranges is not the only source of vitamin C. So there are other fruits that are packed with vitamin C in them, and that includes guava, red and green peppers is good for vitamin C, kiwi, grapefruit, strawberries, Brussels sprouts, and even cantaloupes are good. Let's go to vitamin D. Vitamin D is very, very good for strong, healthy bones. We need that vitamin D. The best form of vitamin D is to go outside for at least 15 minutes a day and let the natural sun give you your vitamin D supplementation. But if not, there, apart from spending a few minutes out in the sun, what's going to stimulate your vitamin D production is going to be eggs, fish, and mushrooms. I eat eggs just about daily. I love eggs. So eggs, fish, and mushrooms. Eat fish daily as well. And love mushrooms. So I shouldn't have any problem with vitamin D. But let's go ahead and get those things in. Vitamin E, let's talk about that. That's going to be good for blood circulation and protection from free radicals. So the natural sources for vitamin E is going to be almonds, almighty almond. It'll be the almonds. It'll be other nuts such as sunflower seeds, tomatoes. All of those reap the benefits of vitamin E. And it's very important that you get that vitamin E for good blood circulation and to get rid of the free radicals that cause harm in your body. Vitamin K. Vitamin K is going to be very, very important because its main function is for blood coagulation, which means that's the process of your blood clotting. You don't want to stick yourself and have blood spur out everywhere. You want that blood to be able to clot so that you can keep your blood where it needs to be doing what it needs to be doing. Natural sources for vitamin K is going to always be your green leafy vegetables. That's the best and most natural source of vitamin K. So make sure you get kale, spinach, Brussels sprouts, broccoli. Make sure you get all of this in your diet unless you're going to be taking supplementations, pills, or smoothies, or anything with these particular vitamins and minerals in them. Let's talk about some minerals really quickly. Folic acid is so very important. Your body is made up of nothing but cells, a bunch of cells. So cell renewal and preventing birth defects in pregnancy, if you're carrying a child, is going to be essential for having folic acid. You want your cells to be renewed because your body is made up basically of cells. Natural sources for folic acid is going to be plenty of scrumptious natural sources of folic acid, like dark leafy green vegetables, of course, asparagus, broccoli, citrus fruits, beans, peas, lentils, seeds, nuts, cauliflower, beets, and corn. So a lot of these we have called out different types of foods for other of our vitamins as well. So if you ingest these particular foods, you will not only be knocking out your vitamins, but you'll also be knocking out some of your minerals as well. Let's talk about calcium. Calcium is very important. Healthy teeth and healthy bones. And so you need that calcium in your body. And this mineral is another one that is most of us already know about, and that we know that the best source of calcium is dairy products. We know about that. But some of us are not able to eat dairy or not able to partake of dairy. So what are we going to do? With dairy, you can get your yogurt, your cheese, and your milk. But you also can get calcium in tofu, in black molasses. If you can't get it in those things, then make sure that you're taking a calcium supplement. They even have vitamin and mineral patches now where you don't even have to take a pill. You don't have to take a liquid. You can take a patch every day and stick the patch on you and get all of the vitamins and minerals you need for the day. It's very important that you have what your body needs to.
We Talk Radio Network has something for everyone with shows featured every single day of the week, which means you can join us every day and have fun every day. And if you got a business, feel free to join us and advertise your business right here on our platform on WeTalkRadio.com.
Oh, yes. We're back in the building. Dr. Tamara Skip just went off, huh? Well, Amanda, we're back. We're so excited and delighted that you guys are joining us again over here on We Talk Radio Network. I am E-Man. That was Dr. Tamara Thomas. She was giving us our vitamins because we're dealing with mental health all month long. And we got a Big Six question that we're putting out there tonight, ladies and gentlemen. And our Big Six question is, you know, what is our Big Six question, Amanda?
Do you deal with mental illness or do you know someone who deals with a mental illness?
Yes, and so she was giving us some vitamins and things that we can take when we find ourselves stressed out and, you know. Yes, I am the man. I'm E-Man. Yes, this is the E-Man After Show tonight. We so appreciative of all you guys that's standing by on the phone lines, all you guys that's on the network. We're dealing with mental health all month long, and you put up Big Six questions, so if you want to come into the conversation, you can hit option one. Why? Because we're talking mental health.
Right.
And so the good doctor will be with us. She rescheduled. She'll be with us on next Sunday night.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll bring her on and we'll talk about some mental health. But Mandy, you know, we're broadcasting this show down in Dallas-Fort Worth. And as we broadcast this show, those of you that's around the network on the phone line, listen, you know, the Dallas Mavericks, they are in the playoffs.
Yeah.
And we're playing tonight down at the Airline Center.
Mm-hmm.
And we got a correspondent standing by, Miss VK, Miss Valencia Keene. You know, she's with Real Talk Sports.
Uh-huh.
And listen, we're going to bring her in. So she's going to give us some updates, man, on the game that's going on down there. Let's try to see what the Mavericks got going on down there at the Airline Center. Hello, Miss VK Valencia. How are you?
I am doing well, E-Man. How are you? How are you both doing tonight?
Oh, we are fantabulous on tonight, Valencia.
Yes, hello.
Yeah, we're excited
that
to have you.
Good.
We know the game
good.
Is going on down there. What's going on down there with the Mavericks game tonight?
Yeah, absolutely. Real Talk Sports is here live right now inside the American Airlines Center for Game 3 of the Western Conference Finals being played between the Dallas Mavericks, you know, representing the city of Dallas oh so well, and they are playing against the Golden State Warriors. That's right, Klay
yeah.
Thompson, Stephen Curry, Draymond Green, Jordan Poole. The Warriors are in town tonight, E-Man, and right now they have a 3-point lead.
Okay. Yeah. We got to get
yeah,
this one tonight, Valencia.
Yeah, we definitely need to get this one tonight. It's no other option. It's win and no other option at all. So right now, you can hear the crowd is trying to get the Mavs back into this game. The score is 47-50. Warriors have a lead, and we have about just under 11 minutes left in the third quarter.
Right, right. Well, the game, I'm quite sure it's pretty good down there. You know, normally I'd be down there with you, but I'm here doing the E-Man after show.
Oh, of course, of course. We have to divide and conquer. You know, we always have to cover everything we've got going on. So I'll hold it down here in the AAC for you guys tonight.
Yes. Well, we want to appreciate you taking the time out to call in and give us an update. So give me the score again, Valencia.
Yes, right now, yes, the score is 47 Mavericks, Dallas Mavericks with 47 points. Warriors still with that three-point lead at 50. We have 10 minutes and 20 seconds left in the third quarter.
Okay, well, listen, try to call us back here at the top of the hour and give us an update on the Mavericks and Warriors game tonight. Come on, Dallas. Come on, Mavericks. You got to get this one tonight because two down, Valencia?
Yes, we are 0-2 right now. We need to get
in home court. Yes, well, we want to appreciate you and Miss SWK. We know you holding it down for Real Talk Sports for Valencia team, and we want to appreciate you guys and call us back with an update at the top of the hour.
All right. Talk soon.
All righty. Talk to you soon. Goodbye now. Ladies and gentlemen, that is our correspondent, Miss VK Valencia King. She's a sports reporter.
Yes.
And I've been working with her for years, and she's giving us an update, Mandy, on the Mavericks and Warriors game tonight. Why? Because, you know, Dallas have went this far.
They have.
And we hope that they pull this out. You know, we need another championship.
10 minutes left?
Yeah, so this is just the third quarter. We've got another whole quarter to go.
Okay.
And so Valencia will be calling us back at the top of the hour. You know, right about now, I'll be down there covering the game.
You would be, yes.
But we're here doing the E-Man After Show because we're doing mental health all month long, and the doctor that we were going to have on tonight, she's scheduled for next Sunday night. So we're around the domino table tonight with our Big Six question because, you know, we love what Dr. Tamara shared with us on last Sunday night, man.
Mm-hmm.
Dr. Tamara Thomas shared a lot of great nuggets and gave us. And so tonight we're asking the question, and those of you that want to join the conversation, you can hit option one and come into the conversation. Our question is, do you deal with mental health?
Right.
Mental illness.
Or do you know someone who deals with a mental illness?
Yes, because a lot of people don't know really when it's mental.
That's true.
You know, especially in our culture, we have a tendency not to pay attention to the signs in our body.
That's so true. And a lot of times we're just in denial. When certain symptoms are arising and we feel symptoms and we know that something's wrong, it can be interpreted like maybe I've laid the wrong way, or maybe I'm having these headaches because I'm too close to the computer screen, you know. And although that could be the case, sometimes it has something to do with stress and just different things that you may be going through or someone else may be going through.
Right. And because the mental illness is real.
It is real.
You know, it's real. And, you know, we got to take time out to deal with, you know, our health and our bodies. And those of you guys that's coming in on the network, that's on the phone lines, we started out, we had Dr. Tamara Thomas. She was teaching us how to take vitamins and different things that that'll help us, you know, when we don't know how to relieve that stress.
Right. And it's very important that we take our vitamins and minerals, you know, so that we won't be imbalanced, you know.
Right. Because she was talking about water intake. You know, a lot of people, when they find out, when they get to the doctor, they find out they dehydrated.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you got to pay attention, especially because we broadcast this show down in Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex. And it's been some hot days down here for the last 2 weeks for some reason.
Right.
In May, the weather has been like 90-some degrees.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're not replenishing and drinking, you're dehydrated.
Right. And then for those of you that may have issues with like supplements and water intake, you guys can go to IV therapy and have you know, IVs inserted that will, you know, they'll give you the right amount of water that you need for your body, you know. And even with supplements, for those of you that may not be very consistent when it comes to taking supplements, Vital Life is the perfect place to go to because they will give you like shots and things of that nature to help you.
Right. Yeah, so we want to give out that information. And those of you that, you know, we're getting ready to go to our segment, too.
Mm-hmm.
In 1 minute, we got to go to our segment, Encouragement for the Soul with Fred Bell. And so, guys, we want to keep you, give you a lot of great information because, you know, the question is, do you deal with mental illness or do you know someone may have a mental illness or
yes.
dealing with it?
Yes.
We want you to go to psychologisttodays.com.
Mm-hmm.
It's all kind of Christian counselors, all kind of Christian doctors, all kind of doctors that can, you know, you can take therapy, you can set up appointments, and you can do it virtually. You can do it over the phone.
Mm-hmm.
My particular doctor is in this network.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? My therapist is in this network, Dr. Brenda Walls. All of these, you know, you can, because a lot of people, it's confidential, because a lot of people, like Dr. Tamara was saying last week, you know, we don't want to associate ourselves with being crazy.
Yes.
And so all this is confidential. You can call, make appointments, and, you know, sit up and go sit down and unpack and talk to someone.
Right.
But with that being said, man, we got to go to our segment.
All right.
Because we know people are not sleeping at night.
That's true. Very true.
And so on the E-Man After Show, we want to give you some encouragement for the soul. So maybe when you get off the show tonight, you're encouraged in your soul that you can go and go to bed and go to sleep.
That's right.
So let's go to our segment, guys. You're listening to the E-Man After Show over here on We Talk Radio Network. We'll be back right after this.
You are now tuned in to Encouragement for Your Soul with Fred Bell.
Did you know that God has made plans for us? Have you ever found yourself in a situation where you have been planning for something and something goes wrong? Or your plans just doesn't seem to go as you planned them? We all have had many people try to plan out our lives for us. We've had our parents. We've had friends. We had pastors. We even had teachers. But the only one that knows the plans for you is the Lord Jesus Christ himself. For Jeremiah 29:11 says, "For I know the plans that I have for you, declared the Lord, plans for welfare and not for evil, to give you a future and a hope." No matter what your situation is that you're going through right now, God has bigger plans for you than you can ever even imagine. Look at Noah. Look at Abraham. Even look at David. All of these people had other plans. And they all had problems. But God had a plan for their lives just like he has for you. We are encouraged by a leader who stirs up in us something that makes us move ahead. Someone who believes we can do the task that he has given us, and he will be with us all the way. God is that kind of leader. He knows the future, and he knows his plans for us, for they are good and full of hope. So as long as God, who knows the future, provides our agenda and goes with us, we can fulfill his mission. We can have boundless hope. But this does not mean that we will be spared from pain or suffering or hardships. But this assures us that God will see us through to a glorious conclusion. God has made a plan for you. You have heard another encouraging word by Fred Bell.
Do can't reveal the mystery of tomorrow, but in passing we'll grow older every day. This is all as born as new. You know what I say is true, but I'll be loving you always.
Radio Network is the fastest growing online talk and music radio station broadcasting the highest quality shows available on the web. We talk, we listen, we take action, using our unique services to inform, inspire, entertain, educate, and connect our diverse audience to the global marketplace. Over 15 radio personalities make up the 11 shows that broadcast to over 100,000 listeners around the globe. Currently streaming on WeTalkRadio.com, iTunes, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and more. Offering a wide variety of shows and services, WeTalk Radio has something for everyone. Tune in, follow us on social media, or visit our website at www.WeTalkRadio.com.
Why are people listening to the E-Man After Show? Is it for the Big Six question? Is it for encouragement for your soul? Or is it just butt gusting funny? It's all right here on the E-Man After Show, right here on We Talk Radio Network.
Up in the club and rock the party. I'm 700 degrees even in the shade. G.I.L.E. ain't got a dismay. I threw I'm you on how to stay paid. Hawaiians ask me how I stay so late. Good time like J.J., well, what can I say? I ain't a crook, but I take the cake. I even pissed off because I got what it takes. And if you wanna know who I am, just check your street signs when you go downtown, cause I'm the man.
Oh, yes, I am. I'm E-Man. We're back in the building. So appreciative of all of you guys that's standing by on the phone lines tonight, all of you guys that's on the network. We're dealing with mental health.
Yes.
All month long. Awareness. Because people need to be aware about their mental state. And we're talking about it tonight. We guys are around the domino table. We had a doctor that we had a schedule for tonight, and she had we scheduled for next Sunday night. Mm-hmm. She had a family emergency this week, and we're going to bring her on next Sunday night. And so we'll be appreciative of her coming on. But guys, we want to keep you enlightened. We want to talk about this throughout the month because we have a lot of challenges. We have a lot of things that's going on.
We do, Ian. Mm-hmm. And we have a lot of obstacles sometimes that prevent us from going seeking out a mm-hmm. therapist.
Right.
For example, fear. Fear, you know, when you speak of mental health
mm-hmm.
and you put our mental disorder and put dementia in the same sentence,
mm-hmm.
you know, some people are really afraid, E-Man, to go and have certain scans done to their brain to identify certain issues because they're afraid of what the results are going to be.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and so in our own family mm-hmm. and people that we know around us, you know, I want to say really before the pandemic, Mandy, I want to say before the pandemic, even before the, COVID hit,
mm-hmm.
the word anxiety starts showing up in every conversation, seemed like.
Right.
You know, and people was like, you know, I'm dealing with anxiety. And then you start hearing a lot of people talk about mental illness.
Mm-hmm.
And then when the pandemic hit, when COVID just hit, everybody just, you know, because number one, we had never seen a pandemic.
Right.
And so, you know, a lot of people didn't know how to deal in their psyche with it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people was dying and, you know, losing loved ones. And if you don't really learn how to go talk to someone and really sit down and understand, why are you not sleeping?
Right.
Why are you eating so much?
Mm-hmm.
Why are you being bipolar?
Mm-hmm.
You know, why are you having mood swings?
Right.
Why? Because it's like the doctor told us on that, you may need some supplements to balance it out.
Right, right.
You know, because if you ain't taking certain vitamins, if you ain't taking certain medicines, because you chemical unbalanced,
mm-hmm.
you know, it don't mean that you're crazy, but we associate the word crazy with it.
Mm.
And I think this has been in our culture for the longest, why we don't deal with it in our culture, because we don't want that stigma of being crazy, so you know, somewhat to speak.
Right, and I agree. I agree with that. No one wants the stigma, and also a lot of people are just they live in fear due to the unknown, you know,
mm-hmm.
due to what the end result is going to be. You know, a lot of people are like, I'm just not going to deal with this right now, or I'll do it later, mm-hmm. and they never get there.
Yes, and so we see you guys standing by on the phone lines. If you want to come into the conversation, you can hit option one. Mm-hmm. We'll bring you into the conversation. We're not really asking you, are you crazy?
Right.
We just asking you, maybe you have recognized in your own body.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you have recognized in your own life, why am I twisting and turning in the bed at night?
Right.
You know, it could be very well because you stressed out
mm-hmm.
and don't know you stressed out.
Right.
Because, you know, when you got a lot of things that's going on and, you know, you in business, your home life, your, you know, raising kids, mm-hmm. you know, in ministry, a lot of that stuff can overwhelm you and stress you out.
It can be a lot.
And then it can become mental. Why? Because you haven't recognized the disorders that goes along with it.
Mm-hmm.
And some people just weary by nature.
True.
You know, you got some people that's weary. They're just a wearier.
They call them a weary wart.
Yeah, yes. And when you're a weary wart, where things stay on your mind for, because you got some people, certain things can stay on their mind all day long.
And it just plays over and over again. Well, when that happens, E-Man, a lot of times it becomes torment, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It becomes torment to their mind. And that's when you definitely need to seek out, you know, a therapist, a counselor, someone that can assist you with your mental health, you know.
Yes.
Because that's when the thoughts become out of control.
Right, right.
You know, and mm-hmm. it's very important that we go and we speak to a professional.
Yes, because with the generation today, dealing with young people today, Mandy, mm-hmm. and this new generation, you really got to talk to these young people today.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, it ain't that they crazy. We just living in a different time.
We are living in a different time.
We as parents, we never lived through a pandemic. So
right.
A lot of them are watching us. A lot of them just really don't know how to cope. I mean, when we grew up, they used the word learning how to cope with life.
Mm-hmm.
And life, if you ain't got life figured out, life is rough out here in these streets.
It certainly is.
And if you ain't got it figured out, just the little small things are way on their mind, and they process it totally different.
Yes, and mm-hmm. just looking at the suicidal rate young people, you know, they're seeing their peers, kill themselves. They're seeing their peers, you know, be killed by the police. You know,
yes.
They're seeing all these different things that are happening in society. And as you stated, Eman, we've never been through a pandemic before.
Right.
So us trying to cope with it and really, you know, praying for our children, talking to our children, telling them to be safe. But it's something that we can't say that we made it through before.
Right,
you
right.
know, so although we provide them with hope, but we can't give them hope through that type of experience.
Right, because we never experienced it.
So we're trying to figure it out. They're trying to figure it out, you know, and sometimes we just have to bring the professional in
mm-hmm.
and say, hey, let's just give you some tools to work through your emotions, your anxiety, and mental health, however it is impacting the psyche.
Yes, because and this is what this show is all about. We want to enlighten you guys. Well, we can help make a change and make a, you know, give you some type of awareness,
mm-hmm.
you know, because early prevention to me is being aware of what's, you know, even in Christian, you can only be healed for what you reveal. If you're afraid to reveal it, you won't be healed from it because you got it locked up and bottled up in you.
Right.
And you won't tell nobody about it. But you, the only way you can be healed, you have to reveal it.
Yes.
And so in order to be healed, you reveal. And so in the revealing process and just the natural, if you're going to work every day stressed out,
mm-hmm.
you know, eventually it'll become mental and you have to notice signs of, 'cause when they talk about depression,
mm-hmm.
you know, isolation.
Right.
You got to watch those around you that's isolating themselves and don't want to talk to no one. And they always locked up and balled up in a quiet place by themselves. And when we grew up, man, and me being 61, we call it being a loner.
Mm-hmm.
Where, you know, and we covered it up in our culture by calling ourselves loners. Well, I don't fool with a lot of people. You know, I ain't around a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
We're not realizing that's part of a mental disorder
mm-hmm.
because you're quiet all the time. We're not talking about getting quiet for your peace and reading books.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about a behavior that you don't recognize. You have isolated yourself off from the world.
Mm-hmm.
Wonder what was happening to the young man in Buffalo. New York, you know, him being locked up to himself in his mind and study racing and rehearsing certain things
right
until it becomes mental.
Right. Mm-hmm. Because when you're in isolation, all you have is your thoughts.
Yes.
All you have are your thoughts. You
well, I see a caller standing by, man. Let's see if we can bring one of our regular callers in tonight. Minister Wade is on the line. 0004 out of Broomfield, Mississippi. Hello, Minister Wade. How are you tonight, sir?
You guys, how are you today? God bless you.
We're doing absolutely fantastic tonight, sir.
Yeah. Great subject. Great subject.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
It has enlightened me. And one thing that I want to share with you guys up front is that at one point, and I'm talking probably within the last 3 to 5 years, lots of people don't even know that pastors and ministers at I think it was either in the top five or the top three percentage suicide.
Oh, yes, yes.
You aware of that? Okay, I just want to make sure that I have the numbers right.
They say it's a high number.
And for you guys to introduce this on your show, it brought me to a point where I have to question myself. And, again, I still haven't made the arrangements yet or an appointment to see my practitioner to seek spiritual guidance in that area, because I feel, now this is a big point right here, personally, you need to know yourself.
Yes.
You need to know yourself. I had to give a sermon today, and the subject was, how is that worded? It'll come to me, y'all. You know how the enemy comes.
I understand it's a late show, sir.
finishing your not finishing your assignment, completing your assignment.
Right.
You guys are in process of ministering and completion of your assignment, which God has manifested in you, whether you ever knew it or not. You're in that stream. And to reach out to, I would say the public, but it goes farther than the public. See, God has you in a place that I'm pretty sure 10 years or 20 years ago, even though you were still in that stream, you didn't realize where that stream was taking you.
Right. We definitely agree.
Yes.
You know, so I'm thankful to God because of, and my pastor, that was a great man. And Lord have mercy. Amen.
Yes, sir.
Guess where the subject came from?
Did it come from Matthew's, or where did it come
this
from?
Matthew 14th verse. When you enter into the house and they refuse to receive.
Come on, Minister Wade.
And when they refuse to receive your word, the Lord said, watch where I'm going. I'm going to back off after this here, y'all. The Lord said, Jesus told them, when you leave.
Shake the dust from your feet.
Shake the dust from your feet. In other words, you are not held accountable.
You're not
held accountable if they don't want to receive Jesus as Savior. You're not held accountable for that. Lord have mercy. I'm trying to stop y'all. He puts us in positions to send us to places and to people. And again, my first statement was, I find myself in a position, you need to talk to somebody too. Regardless of who you are, because of what level you, because when you share with me how long you have had your own personal counselor, when you share with me with it, I'm like, oh boy, bam, the light bulb popped on.
Because I've been in therapy, you got to have that. And me being 61 years old, and then, we went through the pandemic and then I lost my mother you have to go, and then you in ministry, then you raising kids. It's a lot if you don't think you can navigate through life without really sharing with a counselor. But Minister Wade, I want to do give you this website, and those of you listening on the network on tonight and on the phone line, I want you to go to psychologist, that's one word, todays.com. They got all kind of Christian counselors, all kind of Christian professional licensed counselors, where I can help you, deal and you can talk to someone. My therapist, Dr. Brenda Wall, she's in that network. It's a lot of great counsel. They got a brother in that network named Dr. Scott Davis, and man, these guys are awesome. Why? Because the Psychologist Today, one word, Psychologist Today, run it all together .com.
Today.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yeah. That'll help you. And those of you out on the network, go to psychologisttoday.com. Maybe you have some kids that need therapy. Maybe you know, because that's what our Big Six question is. Do you deal with mental illness, or do you know someone you know, that has a mental illness. And you may know a friend, you may have a child, you may know someone that's, you know, you see the signs of depression, you see the signs of mood swings, you see the signs of bipolar, you see the signs of all these mental disorders. And you can go to this particular network, I mean, this particular site, psychologisttodays.com, and, man, they doing virtual counseling where you don't have to come into the office. You can do it online. You can go into it's different cities listed in there. You know, it's all around the world. You can find one out probably down there by you.
Yes, sir. Okay. Hey, man. Yes, sir. And the thing about it, E-Man and Miss Mandy, is that, Lord have mercy, this is another one in my ministry. There was a little boy, and he was pulling his wagon along the road, the old dusty road, the old raggedy pants, E-Man, and he ran up on his little friends who had the stick. And had everything that he had in his stick and the little box tied on the stick on his shoulder. And after a while, the little guy said, well, man, you mind if I put my stuff on your wagon? Yeah, yeah, he's a nice guy. Yeah, go ahead on. And so after a while, the guy, he got a little tired. So the little guy, he said, you mind if I ride on your wagon for a little bit? He's like, yeah, okay, go ahead on. So after a while, the young man pulling his wagon, he got to pulling his wagon up the hill. You got to understand, this young man got all his stuff on the wagon, too. And so he got to pull the wagon up the hill. The friend didn't even jump off and help him pull. Thing of it was that the man didn't even have no wheels on his wagon.
Yeah.
So you have to understand the concept as to what our load versus, and I'm going to say this here because I can focus and pinpoint in on the ministry. A lot of people think that preachers and pastors don't have issues and other problems in life. They really don't. People are some, I call it selfish. That was one of the high points that I made in the message today. We're not here for self. We're here to serve God and to help other people so that when God gets ready for us, when we get to wherever the Lord has taken us, we can continue on in our ministry because we won't need no more training. We're on a training mission, y'all.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah. Give me the name of your sermon again today, God. Minister Way. Give me the name of your sermon today. What was the name of it again?
Completing your mission.
Completing your mission.
Mission completed. Mission
completed. All right now.
And he came from Matthew. You came from Matthew's 10 and 14, huh?
After I gave 10, 11, and 12, I went back to verse 1 to stress the point that, Lord have mercy. See, you don't get out there thinking you know what you're doing.
Yes, sir.
You need somebody. I done been to Texas. I know how to get to Texas. What do I like asking somebody how to get to Texas and they never left Boone, Mississippi? They can't help you none at all. Jesus knows the way. And he trained those disciples for 2 to 3 years so they could get it all right. And he gave them the ministry, not only of healing, but casting out demons and all manner of diseases. And I shared with them, we have a problem. We have a problem, y'all. Because we are still stuck on self and not serving God. And I took it to Isaiah 43 and verse 10 where he said, ye are my servants. I have chosen you. You are my witnesses. We owe it to God to go and tell people, thank y'all for doing what you do. We owe it to God to go and tell people where we come from. Ain't nothing that Wade did. Ain't nothing, Miss Mandy. Ain't nothing that you
come
did.
Come on.
Ain't nothing that you did, whether it was right or wrong. It ain't nothing that you did right or wrong. And I heard you say something one time about Deacon Smith's parents praying for you and y'all seeing them praying for you. We didn't know. No, y'all. We didn't know. But God. And he said, I chose you.
Come on.
And then I went on with that message. You know, because people need to know. Oh, Lord have mercy. See, you should have did that even.
Well, we did. Here you go. I know you fool. You don't say a word today. And we know you fool, sir. But we really appreciate you sharing with us on tonight. And it is at a 72.
It needs to be known.
Yes, sir. And that's why we're allowing you, giving you time. Because he over here, Minister Wade, on this show. You know, we have to put it all in context, you know, for it to make sense. And as we tying it all into mental illness, if it's spiritual or is it natural? And you can give spiritual tools and natural tools. Both of them work hand in hand. Yeah. You know, a lot of people are, you know, we are human having a situation, but we are human beings. And we got to be able to tap into, you know, the natural side of us, but also being able to hear the spiritual side of us. And so we wanted to, you know, we sit over here around the domino table. These are conversations that men, and to those of you on the network is saying, you know, you probably just chimed in or you listening around the network. I created this show, Minister Wade, and those of you on the network, on the phone lines, where we men can come around the domino table and have a real, real men discussion. Without trying to be politically correct, you know, feeling like that. You understand what I'm saying? We can't have a dialogue unless we're trying to prove a point, or we can't have a dialogue unless we are trying to, you know, make sure we dot every I and say everything that's right. There is no wrong or right answer. Why? Because it's our opinion, and we want to have a conversation. Well, so we want to thank you for that.
Yes.
And once again, ladies and gentlemen on the network and on the phone lines, we want you to go to this website. It's called psychologisttoday.com.
There are lots of professionals that are listed.
Yes.
Of all in background. Yes, I was actually on the website not too long ago.
Yes, and so we want to thank you, Minister Wade. We got to let you go. I got another caller standing
y'all.
By. Yes, sir.
Thank y'all.
Thank you, Minister Wade.
All right. Good night now.
Bless you.
Yeah, we want to thank him. Yes. We want to appreciate him. But listen, man, we are covering the Mavericks game down at the Airline Center. We have our correspondent, Miss VK, Miss Valencia King with Real Talk Sports.
All right. Now.
Let's try to bring her in and see where the Mavericks is right about now.
Okay.
Hello, Valencia. Are you there?
Yes, E-Man, I am here, still inside of the American Airlines Center in the Dallas Mavericks, and playing Game 3 of the Western Conference Finals against the Golden State Warriors. And E-Man, you might need some of that Dallas here before
you get Valencia, we can barely hear you, Valencia.
Yes, E-Man, I was just saying the Dallas Mavericks are trailing the Warriors 72-83, so we really need some of that Dallas Mavericks fan energy.
Yes. Do I need to come down there? Go down there and talk to Mark Cuban.
You might have to, E-Man. You really might have to because right now, like I said, the Mavs are trailing, so we're going to need some energy.
You're right. What quarter are we in? Fourth quarter?
We are in the fourth quarter right now. The Mavericks have 72 points while the Warriors have 83. And we have just over 10 minutes left in the game. So there's still a lot of time left in this game, E-Man. The Mavs can turn this thing around, but they need to do it now.
Yes, they need to come on with it because what are the next two games are here in Dallas, Valencia? Are the next two games here?
Tonight's game is obviously in Dallas, and then they will play game four on Tuesday in Dallas. But the Mavs need to win tonight in order to stretch out this series a little bit longer.
Yes, well, guys, listen. Come on, Mavericks. You know, they need to get it going on because we can't lose this one. We got to get this one tonight. If not, we'll come back next Thursday. Yes. Well, Valencia, why I have you here, why don't you give out all of your information? Ladies and gentlemen, we want you to follow Miss VK, Miss Valencia King. She's been in this arena for a minute, and we want to appreciate you taking out your time to call into the E-Man After Show and give us the updates of what's going on down there at the Maverick. Man, I ain't been down. I need to get back to work, huh? Do I got a pass that I can get in down there? Do I still got credentials? Because I ain't been down.
E-Man, you know you are always a part of the team, E-Man.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Well, listen, guys, we want you to follow Ms. VK. You know, she is a sports reporter. She's a sports correspondent Real Talk Sports and for the Mavericks. Go ahead.
They can follow me across all social media sites at I Am Valencia King. That's at I Am Valencia King because, well, I am Valencia King. That's Twitter,
right?
Instagram, Facebook, Snapchat, TikTok, all of it, E-Man. They can follow me there.
Mm-hmm. Well, we appreciate all the great hard work that you do, and we're so excited to have you to join us tonight. You know, I won't be here. Hopefully the Mavericks can win these two games, and we can take it to game 6 and 7, and you can call back in next Sunday night.
Sounds good, man.
Well, I know you got to get back to work, but thank you for the update. Come on, Mavericks. Let's go, Mavs.
Let's go, Mavs. All right, E-Man. Signing out.
All righty. Well, thank you so much. That, ladies and gentlemen, that is Miss VK, Miss Valencia. I am Valencia King. We are talking sports. You know, man, that we've been covering the Mavericks for years in this media world that I work in, and she's a great reporter. You know, been working with her for years, all of us got started. Miss Kia D that owns the station, and shout out to Miss Kia Davis if she's listening tonight. She's somewhere listening on the network. All of us have worked this thing together.
Right.
Shout out to Miss SWK. All of those are down. Those of you are on the phone lines tonight. Those of you are watching the game. We got 10 minutes left in the game, and we hope you're enjoying the game tonight. But guys, we are talking mental health on tonight. But listen, we're gonna take a quick break, and we're gonna come right back and kind of end the show and talk to you guys a little bit more about mental health. We'll be back with more of the E-Man After Show right here on We Talk Radio Network right after this.
You're listening to The Sound.
I'm gonna make a change for once in my life. It's gonna feel real good. Gonna make a difference. Gonna make it right. As I turn up the collar on my favorite winter coat, this wind is blowing my mind. I see the kids in the street with not enough to eat. Who am I to be blind, pretending not to see them? A broken bottle top and a one-man show. They follow each other on the wind and know, 'cause they got nowhere to go. That's why no one gets to know. I'm starting with the man in the mirror. I'm asking him to change his ways, and no, nothing's gonna bend any clearer. If you wanna make the world a better place, take a look at yourself, then make a change.
I'm
Radio Network is the hottest online radio station heard globally. We feature the best radio shows, the most amazing hosts, and hot topic panelists. We produce and support fabulous events globally as well. We work with the most dedicated community partners, period, point blank. I started We Talk Radio Network in 2010, and guess what? 10 years later, we are still celebrating and providing the best radio shows, best special guests, the most incredible music, blogs, events, and more. We have informative shows, inspirational shows, music shows. We even have 2 youth shows. We invite you to be a part of the family, and you can do that by following us on all our social media platforms and by going to www.wetalkradio.com. WeTalkRadio.com.
Yes, it is. It is the E-Man After Show. We're back in the building. We want to appreciate all you guys that's hanging out with us on tonight, on the phone lines, on the network. We appreciate you coming around the domino table and having a conversation with us tonight. Amanda, we're talking mental health.
Yes.
Yes, it's Mental Health Awareness Month, all month long.
Mm-hmm.
And we're having a conversation about it.
We are.
Different people are talking about it because a lot of people are dealing in their mental health, and a lot of people are dealing just with, in their body, they just dealing with health.
A lot, and it has been a lot with the impact, you know, throughout the world. You know,
mm-hmm.
It hasn't made it easier. As a matter of fact, it has been intensified.
Right, right.
And we've taken this month to encourage individuals to go, you know, and seek a therapist. You know,
yes.
If that's what you need, you know,
yes.
It's not a bad thing. But a lot of times, it's a preventative. From mental issues escalate.
Yes. And so we want to appreciate you guys that come hang out with us every Sunday night. You know, we know it's a late show.
It is.
And, you know, but we found out this is a great market this time of the night.
Yes, it is. Shout out to all of the listeners, E-Man.
Yes, shout out to all the listeners over here on We Talk Radio. Shout out to Miss Kia Davis and the owner and founder of We Talk Radio. She allows to sit here every Sunday night, and you know, kudos to her because
yes.
This platform is for information.
It is. Shout out to Miss
mm-hmm.
Kia Davis.
Yes, it's for awareness, and we want the word out in any way we can help those that, you know, just dealing with when it even comes to just, you know, dealing with children,
mm-hmm.
dealing with mental illness, dealing with, you know, you got a problem. I think last year we talked about DEI.
Right.
You know, it's a lot that we sit around the domino table because when men come together and sit around the domino table, we have real discussions.
Mm-hmm.
We don't put no titles on. We don't put no hats on.
Mm-hmm.
We're not trying to argue to prove the point if we right or wrong.
Mm-hmm.
We're having a, that's what grown men do.
Right.
You know, people that's combative and trying to win the conversation and want you to hear them, but they don't want to hear you.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I heard Minister Wade say when he talked about Matthew's 10 and 14.
Mm-hmm.
That's what that scripture talks about. Everybody can't receive from everybody, and everybody don't hear everybody. So when people don't hear you, you got to, you know, sweep the dust off your feet and keep it moving.
Have to keep it moving.
Because that means that you are not the voice to be speaking in their lives.
Right.
You know, And so, I mean, you can come from so many different angles from that particular scripture.
Yes.
And so that particular scripture, Matthew 10 and 14, it only says to me that I'm not supposed to hear from everybody, because for me, Mandy, in my opinion, is my sheep know my voice. And everybody, you know, I don't listen to. And so those that keep trying to, you know, make you hear them, mm-hmm. you got to get over it.
Right. And mm-hmm. everybody is just not in a place to receive.
From everybody, yes.
Yeah. So when they're not in a place to receive and you've given the word or you've given the message, then you go freely. You know, you're not accountable to anything after that because you've done what you were sent to do.
Yes. And so we all have different, you know, because I find out when I read the Bible and talking to other people, we're not all monolithic.
Right.
And so everybody interprets scripture differently. That's why on the E-Man After Show, there is not a right or wrong answer.
Mm-hmm.
Because you may see a scripture and you may tell me that scripture, but I may get something completely, totally different from it.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And so even in, when you're dealing with a psychologist or a psychiatrist, you go to one, you know, they may be somewhat saying the same thing, but you know what I'm saying? And so this is what we around here on this platform want to do. We want to bring you enlightening content. We want to give you factual content. We want to have real men discussions, because we're living in a time now, Mandy, where people got to keep it real.
That's true.
You know, we don't need to be pacified, and we don't need to be, you know, somewhat, what would you see it? Things are being sugar-coated, and
mm-hmm.
and you really can't figure your kids out.
Right.
It's somebody on the network, you know, and don't write the network when I say this. Is somebody on the network confused because they son done turned gay?
Mm-hmm.
You know, they daughter done turned gay and they didn't even see the signs.
Right.
You know, and you're sugar-coated and play it down. Your child is finna blow their brains out and you haven't even seen the signs yet.
Right.
But they've been sitting in the room by themselves,
mm-hmm.
watching a lot of TV that's killing.
Right.
And you know, so this is what we want. This is why we talking about what we talking about. But real men do it around the barbershop. You know, they do it in the backyard playing dominoes and, you know, cooking barbecue. Or they do it at the family reunion. You end up having these kind of great conversations. So that's what, this is why this show has been created like this. But we got 10 more minutes for the show.
Mm-hmm.
I see some more callers. It happens every time we get ready to end the show. Everybody hit option one.
Mm-hmm.
But let's bring this familiar caller in on tonight. Last four numbers, 3900. You're on the E-Man After Show. Hello, who is this?
This is Dwayne Williams.
Hey, Dwayne, how you doing, man?
I'm fine. How are you doing? And how are Mandy doing?
Hi, Mr. Dwayne.
Well, we glad to have you tonight, man.
Doing?
Come on around the domino table with us tonight.
Mandy is there, but coming around the domino table, let's talk. This is what men talk about around the domino table. We
mm-hmm.
talk about women.
Mm-hmm.
We talk about women. And even up to this week, you know, you have especially young brothers. Now, me and Eldridge is older. We're more seasoned. But
mm-hmm.
young brothers is always talking about women, how women are tripping. My wife mm-hmm. is tripping. My girlfriend is tripping and everything like that. But you have to explain now. You have to explain to younger fellas. And you know, we're always learning women that one thing, a woman is a very complicated vessel, you
mm-hmm.
know, as far as I go back as far as Sister Mandy, my mother is an educated woman, taught
mm-hmm.
in the New York school system for 40 years, but it never failed that there's always a certain point, well, most women could attest to this, that time of month my mother would go left. You know, she dealt with some kind of a mental illness because
hormones. Mm-hmm.
You know, you'll be like, hormone. That was hormonal. Where you know, oh, mama, you know, this is that time of month. She's crazy.
Right.
Then as you go forward and you start dating other girls, you know how you can be at Six Flags and have a good time. And then
mm-hmm.
a girl will automatically start crying. And you're like, well, what is he crying about? You know, then you can
uh-huh.
flip forward and women go through menopause.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't know about you, Sister Men. How were you after you had your kids? We didn't speak about postpartum. Is that all a part of mental illness?
Yeah, we talked about that. Yeah, it somewhat is.
Yeah, it definitely is. You know, it's a little, you know, postpartum has not just been widely talked about until recent years. So a lot of people years ago, they may have had issues. They may have went through some type of anxiety or depression after they had their children, and they may not have realized it because at that time they weren't really calling it postpartum depression. So they didn't have anything to identify with.
What it was, yes. And even with personality disorder, a lot of that can be, you know, the personality, the mood swings, you know, and like Mandy is saying, it wasn't a name for it, so we didn't know what to put on it.
Right. So a lot of people, they just thought that maybe they were having their moment, and, you know, it was basically overlooked because they were never diagnosed.
Why? Because a lot of us don't go to the doctor.
No, but what he mentioned about the after you have your children, yeah, they were going, like women go for checkups and because you have to go for your 6 week checkups, but it was never identified because it was just like, you know, your hormones are out of whack, you know, give it this certain length of time, but it wasn't identified as postpartum depression in those days.
But let me ask you this question, Mandy. Was it identified, but our culture, you know, because you're talking about two different cultures. You know, white women been talking about it forever that away. But if our culture didn't put a name on it, these words are not new words.
Right. Well, it wasn't widely like that. Postpartum wasn't within the 15 years approximately. It wasn't widely talked about. So that wasn't I'm saying medically. I'm talking about the physicians, you know, people that are doctors to mothers and things like that. These weren't things that were discussed, you know, they would consider it a hormone imbalance and things of that nature, you know. And when postpartum began to surface, then, you know, people begin to talk about it and pay attention to it. That's when you start seeing so many women diagnosed. Why? Because so many years ago, that wasn't really a subject.
Okay. Well, you know, I can somewhat remember Dwayne and Mandy and those on the network. I can remember being in classroom with white teachers, and they would use these kind of words. We just didn't know what the words meant. You know, they would talk about postpartum depression. What are they talking about? Because we didn't hear it in our culture like that. Did you, Dwayne? Did you hear a lot of these words thrown around when we was coming up?
You know what? I heard about, but to be truthful, do you remember when that woman killed all her kids in Houston?
Yes.
That's when I really started getting hip to it. And that was, what, 20 years ago?
No, I was in college at that time. That's about 30 years ago.
Her husband worked for NASA. That's what I saw.
For sure.
When we start talking about postpartum.
Yes.
So, but, you know, how did you feel coming out of your pregnancies, Sister Mandy? And because of that woman and that, you know, and I'll let you answer. I always, when my wife had her kids, I would always watch her. Because I was always wondered. I was like, I hope this woman wouldn't want to kill my kids because you don't know what a woman is going through. Mentally, I'm being for real.
I hear you.
So I'm asking, how did you feel? Did you feel any mental illness coming out of your pregnancy?
You got 3 minutes to answer that.
Yeah.
Give it
so
for sure.
Not that I'm, to be honest, not that I'm aware of. Not that I really did not that I'm aware of, but then again, you know, I just did not have those resources. I had a great doctor, but that was not something that was discussed. Not even in childbirthing classes, child education classes, as being Lamaze classes. Let me say that in Lamaze class, I back then I didn't hear that being discussed.
Okay. Yes. Well, Dwayne, we want to thank you for your call tonight, man. We want to thank you for following the email. I'm sure this is what we do around the domino table, yeah, because, you know, we're tying it all into Mental Illness Awareness Month. And, you know, as Minister Wade shared, he's 71. We are in our 60s. You know, this is nothing new up under the sun. You know, all of this, what we're talking about tonight, has been discussions. It's been discussed. It's been discussed down through the times. Once again, our cultures just haven't been educated enough. Once again, when you have Caucasians, they've been dealing with this all of their life. These words are not thrown around buzzwords, because this is what they have deal with all of their life. And you hear it in our culture now, and it's more prevalent because of the times that we're living in. And so, being in different ages and stages in life, a lot of us can relate to it because we heard it, but we just didn't understand and knew the terms and the language, because it's all about the language being spoken. But we're dealing with it now in this particular era in our lives and seasons and stages in our lives, that we're dealing with mental illness. And a lot of us are learning how to. A lot of us are seeking out counseling. A lot of us are seeking out help. And we want to encourage you to continue to do that. You know, sex trafficking is high. It's a lot going on to where people need, you know, help. And so tonight on the E-Man After Show, thank you, Dwayne, for calling in, sir. On the E-Man After
thank
Show,
you.
We want to thank all of you guys that's on the network, that's on the phone lines. We want to appreciate you guys that hang out with us every Sunday night over here on We Talk Radio Network. It is the E-Man After Show. I have my co-host sitting over there, Miss Mandy. We try to come around and have a great discussion with you guys. And well, we believe and we thank you guys for joining us, because the numbers are showing that you love this show. And we want to appreciate you guys, and we want to thank all of you who have listened on tonight. I want to thank Miss VK, Miss Valencia King, with Real Talk Sports. She, you know, she's our sports correspondent, and she's doing a playoff game with the Dallas Mavericks. And I don't know if the Mavericks is pulling it out. Look like we might end up losing this one tonight, but come on, Mavs, y'all got to get it together. Yeah, so she said Tuesday night they'll be back to play again, but we got to get a win in here so if we're going to continue in the playoffs. But until we meet again on next Sunday night, this has been another great episode right here on Mandy the Mentor Show, the E-Man After Show. And we're going to appreciate all of you guys. And so, Mandy, let's wrap up.
All right.
And let's get ready to get up out of here. Until we meet again, let's think big.
B-I-G.
Because we believe in God.
Because God believes in me.
And we are all living proof. Until next time, be blessed, everybody.
Good night.
Good night, everybody.
Thanks for tuning in to We Talk Radio Network.